I just have to ask you about Uncle Charlie.
No, I don't. I'm not sure I want to tell.
Oh, really, you must.
Well, it's going to shock everybody who hears.
We're not easily shocked, Hilda. No, we're
really
not.
Really? Well, I had an uncle, Charlie, and he was in timber, and a tree fell, and he lost a leg. And when I was in, I must have been about 8 years old, I went to visit Uncle Charlie and Aunt Annabelle. And while I was roaming around, I went through a trunk that was in my room, and I found something, and I thought, I wonder what this is. And I ran to the kitchen, and I said, what is this in the trunk? And she said, well, that's your Uncle Charlie's leg. And I said, why is it in the trunk? And she said, well, we're saving it. And I said, what for? Well, they were of a religion where if you're going to heaven, you had to take everything with you. You know, you
and
had
have
to,
all your parts
yes,
with you.
Yes. And so they were saving his leg. It had been preserved.
For the big day.
Yeah. And they put it, you know, and when he was buried, it was in the casket with him, and I was delighted to see it.
Thanks. Delighted to send it on.
Yeah, with it. Right.
Did you have a big family?
Yes, my father was one of 10 children. My mother was one of 6. I mean, had 6 brothers and sisters.
Makes lots of good stories.
Oh, there's some I wouldn't tell you for the world.